G'day, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is May 1st. I wanted to just go over one of the most technical nitty-gritty pieces of content I've come across in quite a while. Just to forewarn you on a few things here. This is found on a forum called quant.stackexchange.com. Now, the name of this on the forum is called MM Quotes Replacement Time and HFT. So, just as a warning, this may be removed because this type of post might not be relevant to the administrators of stackexchange.com. So, it may get removed. I'll put the post in my blog as well, but it may get removed, as I said. So anyways, this is how it leads in. Market makers quote on the minimum quote requirements on markets set by regulators and are also free to quote as they wish in high frequency trading. When quotes are hit, market makers will replace them. My question is, how fast does this happen? Is there a cooling period? And yes, what is usually the time? And what if 3A, only the minimum quote requirements are hit, big amount of quotes are hit? Good question. There's two so far answers I can give you. I'll do the more detailed answer. This is from a person to the forum called Dunge, Dunge. He just opened up the account to answer this specific question. So, from what I'm seeing, this guy knows what he's talking about, or this person. And here is the response. In the realm of high frequency trading, HFT, the efficiency trading infrastructure plays a role, particularly in determining the round trip time for quotes. So that's RTT, round trip time. RTT can be measured in nanoseconds, underscoring the critical of technological capability in HFT environments. So this is going to get really nitty gritty. If you don't understand, hey, you don't understand. I can't. This is why I do these. For learning, but if you do your research, firstly, oh, and also if you want to know more, you may be able to ask somebody on my Discord. I'll put the link in. That's what it's for. Don't get in touch with me because usually I won't respond to this. But as I said, I'm just putting this out there. Okay, so firstly, your first question, a few critics about HFT and market making response times, round trip analysis. In an HFT scenario, suppose the time taken for sending quotes based on the current market conditions is approximately 750 nanoseconds. Upon receiving a hit on these quotes, the market maker must acknowledge this hit and respond, doubling the time to around 1.5 milliseconds for a complete trip. This illustrates Let's see here. The duration illustrates how swiftly market makers must operate, adjusting their quotes to reflect real-time market dynamics. Actual figures may vary based on sophistication and speed of the underlying infrastructure. I'm sure if you're looking for HFT jobs, high-paying ones like half a million and up, most likely it's going to be in a stripped-down Linux environment. C++ is usually the programming language of choice. So that's how these are. Plus, you're going to throw in the FPGA boards as well, because that's been a growing trend for quite a while. So continuing on with this, the actual may vary based on the sophistication speed of the underlying infrastructure. Very important to note here what's about to be said. In lab settings, these times might be even shorter due to the optimized conditions. So if you're going through a network, onto direct market on an exchange, that time is the crucial. So when you see the length of the network, physical network, that delay makes a huge difference here. Now you can also see the timing is 750 nanoseconds. So the shorter the distance of the network connections, better. But it's literally like splicing hairs here. We're splitting hairs. System layer and computational overhead. So a lot of these systems are going to be homegrown and customized. And a lot of the larger operations are going to like throw a lot of money into their trading operations, along with the research it takes to really cut down on the latency. So this is why you have to be best of the best to be hired into these environments and to be well paid as well. When a quote is hit, the response isn't instantaneous due to the computational process involved in the software layer. These processes add a time load that must be factored into the overall turnaround. Market makers need to evaluate the complexity of their algorithms, the prevailing market conditions, and their technical framework to enhance efficiency and reduce latency, regulatory and operational considerations as well. So again, it comes back to what I just said. Think of Citadel, like the one of the larger trading operations. I think Citadel is also the largest market maker in the US, maybe in the world, in fact. And remember, they're also buying the order flow from a lot of the big brokers, including Robinhood, some of the larger retail operators like Charles Schwab and the like. If you didn't know that, well, I don't know what to tell you, because you're basically being cheated out of your trades as a retail trader if you're on any of those brokers. Yeah, there's no commission, but those brokers got to make money somehow, and this is it. So, secondly, depends on the market you're playing. Cooling periods may depend on the regulator of the market. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the Chicago-based exchanges don't have any form of cooling period where they have to sit and pause the trade for a few seconds or a few milliseconds. If you have every operator on the exchange, fair opportunity. So typically, there's no mandated cooling period in HFT between when a quote is hit and when a new one can be posted. Primary limitation is the physical and computational capability of the market maker's system. Again, think Citadel. And Citadel is providing liquidity back into the exchange, so they get to have rebates and get paid by the exchange for providing that liquidity. The market makers can function as an important and critical role in the trading world, namely on the futures and options markets in the US. But at the same time, they can have ways, and again, I'm no expert here in this, but there are probably ways that they can cheat and move ahead their orders ahead of others. And again, one example is buying order flow from the larger retail brokers. Primary limitation is the physical and computational capability of the market making systems. Again, I mentioned that with regards to Citadel. Remember, look up Citadel Technologies as a separate company from Citadel, the trading operation. Nonetheless, specific trading venues might impose rules to prevent order book manipulation. That's what we're talking about, which can indirectly influence the speed at which quotes are refreshed. In terms of your third question about impact of the type of quote hit, minimum quote requirements when hits occur strictly at the minimum quote levels, market makers generally replenish these quickly to meet regulatory requirements and maintain market presence. Sounds like a lot of pressure put on them. Such minimum requirements are designed to ensure continuous liquidity and trading operation opportunities, facilitating a stable trading environment, which makes sense. But as far as I know, with the CME, they operate sometimes, and I can't again say, but in the past, they've always operated on a pay-to-play, which means the higher you pay, the better access you get into the markets. Large volume of quotes. When a large volume of quotes, the necessary response becomes more intricate. Such substantial transactions may indicate significant market events on trends or trends prompting market makers to adapt not just the speed, but also the pricing and volume of their new quotes. Adjustments may include widening the bid-ask spread or modifying inventory strategies to manage perceived risk and market volatility effectively. Strategic enhancements for market makers. So regarding that, you'll always hear any of these types of traders, automated traders, the higher the volatility, the more money they can make. And then that opens up the spreads to widen as well. So that's a good environment for them to be in. And over the next couple of months, you'll start to see huge volatility in the markets, pretty well in all asset classes. Crypto, namely, is a big one. So even on the futures market for Bitcoin and Ethereum, yeah, you'll see the crazy volatility at the low pricing market data. And you know, a lot of people don't know, TradingView, you can see that even at a 1 minute level on the CME itself, and also the largest European exchange as well, right on the market. But you have to be very careful on how you trade that as well, because a lot, there is limitations on that, especially if you're going to use something like a trader's post. They put out the warnings. I've mentioned them before as well. Okay, to optimize operations in such a fast-paced market, maker can employ several strategies. Technology upgrades. This is where the high-paying coders come in, and researchers and all that. Invest in state-of-the-art trading and data processing technologies in terms of hardware and software to minimize latency. Algorithm optimization, refining algos to ensure they quickly adapt to market conditions without requiring excessive computational resources. Risk management enhancements, developing sophisticated models and algos to better predict market volatility and adjust quotes accordingly. So that's a key one there. Regulatory compliance, staying updated with all regulatory requirements and adjust operations to maintain compliance without compromise or on speed. These strategic considerations are vital for market makers aiming to thrive in the competitive landscape of HFT, ensuring they respond to market dynamics efficiently, maintain robust trading operations. Coming back to the comment on regulatory compliance, I find it interesting. We may not be surprised, larger HFT operators must have highly specialized in-house lawyers to keep up to date with that, because I'm sure that changes a lot, and that must get more and more complicated as you as time marches on. Okay, so there's some feedback to these original. Oh, there's another set of answers here. So this is one of the two answers so far on this post. This other one said, this one's from Sane, Sane. This guy, it seems to be more established. This person's more established as well. Yeah, I can see he's got some interesting answers to a lot of questions on this forum. Okay, so what this person says, in high-frequency trading, market makers have the ability to replace quotes almost instantaneously when they are hit. There is typically no cooling period required, as the technology used in HFT allows rapid adjustment to be made in response to market conditions. If only the minimum quote requirements are hit, market makers will adjust their quotes accordingly. This said, if you want to make a lot of money, like Ken Griffin, of the founder of Citadel, this is what you get involved with, is market making. And this is why you see him buy the most expensive real estate in New York, London, and in Miami, because this guy's minting cash upon cash. And this is how he really does it. He's going to be very quiet about it. However, if a large amount of quotes are hit simultaneously, market makers may need to reassure their strategies and potentially widen their spreads or adjust their pricing dynamically in order to manage their risk exposure. So, as an example, from the spread perspective, think of this. Years ago, when Switzerland decided to depeg from the euro and have the Swiss franc depeg, those spreads got huge. It was a huge opportunity overnight for the market makers to make a lot of money on the European exchanges when they were open overnight, if you're on the East Coast in North America. Another opportunity probably out there currently is the Japanese yen, as they're trying to intervene with the Bank of Japan. They're failing, plus the yen is in this predictable weakness against the US dollar. So I'm sure there's money to be made there, especially at the HFT level, if you're on the futures market for that particular asset. On top of currencies as well, on the big exchanges, not the retail forex broker junk. I'm talking about the exchanges in the futures market and options market. There's probably a lot of money to be made there because of the crazy volatility I'm seeing among all the major currencies. So for sure, there's some money to be made there as long as the volume's there. Okay, so I'm going to read the second paragraph of this answer. If only a minimum quote requirements are hit, market makers will adjust their quotes accordingly. However, if a large number of quotes are hit simultaneously, market makers may need to reassess their strategies and potentially widen their spreads or adjust their pricing dynamically in order to change their market risk exposure. Ultimately, the speed at which market makers respond to hit on their quotes will depend on the specific trading platform and technology they are using. So I already talked about all of that. So this followed up with another question from the original poster, I believe. Yes. Okay, so the original poster said, "Thanks for the response. It is clear to me that like to adjust their quotes, market maker like to adjust their quotes as fast as possible. But they detect if a liquidation of a portfolio is happening by looking at their quote matches and so try to take advantage of it, if possible, by replacing minimum quote requirements, thus getting matches deeper in the book." Yes. So the saying responded, yes. Market makers may be able to detect a portfolio liquidation event by closely monitoring their quote matches and overall trading activity. So you can see how this is very complicated now, but this is just to give you a high level of what's going on from sounds like insiders. In such situations, market makers may adjust their strategies in order to take advantage of the market conditions. This may involve not replacing minimum quote requirements or adjusting their prices dynamically to capitalize on the increased trading volume and volatility. However, it is important to note that market makers are subject to regulatory requirements so that they must act within the boundaries of transparent trading practices. Well, that's what they'll tell you. I'm sure a lot of them don't operate that way. But again, I don't know. Anyways, I thought I'd put that out there. As I said, I'm trying to get people on the Discord talking about this stuff. We got some surprising people on there. On top of, yeah, just get on my email list as well because we're going to have a new website coming and I don't know when we'll start beta testing it. I should say out really alpha testing it, more of a private community. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but there might be a secondary private Discord community coming out of this because I want the best of the best to have the ability to talk about stuff like this. So I'll just leave it at that. And this question did come out 11 hours ago, or sorry, well, in the last 24 hours. So this is right, really fresh off the press, I guess you could call it. Anyways, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening. And if you want, get on the newsletter at quantlabs.net/books. Get our tech, some trading tech books as well. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.